You want to sit in the middle and film? Welcome to Thursday night, Faith to Faith Thursday night service, where you can get free from wherever it is that's holding you back. I am Pastor Bill. You are not. Amen. Sonny said they broke the mold when they made you. Thank God. We don't have no singing on Thursday night. I came through here earlier and sang Run All the Devils Out. If you've ever heard me sing, you know that is an accurate statement. This clock works. That one don't. If you're thinking it's noon, it ain't. It is, I'm sure. Wow, what happened to my projector? Oh, we got a new one. Glory to God. The blessings just keep a-coming, man. I'm telling you what. Ooh, just keeps a-coming. Let's open up in prayer, take up an offering. I've got some stuff I want to show you guys. Any wrestling fans here tonight? One. Wrestling fans? How many of you kids wrestle your brothers and sisters? I'm going to show you how to win tonight. All right. Father, I thank you for everybody's here. For everybody that come tonight, Lord, I thank you, Father, that they come to hear you and not me. So I want this to all be all about you, not Bill. Father, I thank you for that. I thank you, Lord, that you're a good God. And you show us some things in your word just to help us get over whatever it is that might be holding us back. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've used your word as example. Tried and true. Can't miss it if you're going with the word. But Father, I thank you for that tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Want that? Want it now?
Yeah.
Nice. He learned. I stood up here one day and I said, first one that comes up here and takes his $20 bill out of my hand can have it. And boy, a couple people come up and they pulled on it, but I didn't let it go. And you know, their hand slipped off of it. And they walked and they sat down. One person came up and tugged until they got it. And then they sat down. You know, a lot of times God will put something out there and say, you can have this if you want it. But when they go to get it, it's got a little resistance on it. So they figure, well, I'll just quit. And you know what? They go without. They go without. Did they have it in their hand? Yeah. Did they obtain it? Did they get a hold of it? No. Why not? Was it there? Yeah. Who quit? They did. I'm going to show you guys something, you know. I hear all the time, oh, I believe God can do this. I said, sure He can. But do you believe that He will do it? Well, yeah. No, you don't. Come on, man, if you believe something, you'll have it. If you really want something, you'll get it. If one of your sisters has something that you want, you're going to get it. Right? And if you get it the wrong way, you're still going to get it from mom or dad. They'll light you up for that later, I'm sure. But if you want something, you'll get it, right? And just because there's a little resistance on the end of it, you're going to grab it all the harder if you really want something. Let me show you some things today. We're going to go old school. We're going to go back here to the book of Genesis. We're going old school tonight. We're going to go to Genesis chapter 32. That'd be the first book of the Bible. Genesis chapter 32. We're going to start out in verse 22. Genesis 32, starting out in verse 22. If you want something, you're going to get it.
Come on,
you know, here's the deal, y'all. You guys come here all the time. I see a lot of regular faces here. And you know what? Because you're coming regular, you're starting to get some things. Have you noticed that? You're going to start to get some things because you come regular. Why? Apparently you want something. Right? You want something. Sure isn't my bubbly personality, I can guarantee you that. By the time Thursday night rolls around, I'm pretty grouchy. Remind myself of being sunny for some times here.
Amen.
Amen. Come on now. 32:22. Yeah, praise God. I can remember doing some pretty dumb things for something I really wanted. I remember walking in a blizzard one time. I don't know how many miles it was to go see some little girl that I was kind of sweet on. Blizzard, man. Cars going sideways. I'm out there trying to thumb. Like there was a snowmobile coming or something. But I wanted to be with that girl, so I braved the elements, right? And you know, it wasn't like I was dressed for it either. You know, I had to look cool. You know, the cool shirt and the cool jacket. I was freezing. I'm going to go see that girl. 2 hours later, I didn't go see that girl. When I got there, she just laughed at me. You know, I had to leave in 15 minutes after it took so long to get there. I had to walk. The frost bit. Dumb. But when you want something, you'll go to any lengths to get it, won't you? Won't you? Turn over rocks, looking under here. You'll get something. I want to tell you guys something. God honors that. He honors that. He likes people like that. Let's take a look at this. Starting in 22. When he arose that night, just talk about Jacob, all right? When he arose that night and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons, and crossed the ford of Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent them over what he had. He had them to watch over his stuff. Then Jacob was left alone. And a man, is your man right there, is it capital M? Isn't that neat? It ain't? Should be. Go ahead and adjust that with your pencil if you want. Wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now when he had saw that he did not prevail against him, this is the man with the capital M, I got capital H's all over the place here, against Jacob, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was at a joint as he wrestled with him. Reached over and touched him, and all of a sudden, oh, 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 oh. Did you ever run into one of these church pews yet with your hip? I'll know if you do. I know what it looks like. For days it'll look like that. Hit him right in the hip. Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said to him, let me go for the day breaks. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So he, capital H, said to him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked, saying, tell me your name, I pray. And he said, why is it that you ask about my name? And he blessed them there. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. He wrestled with the angel of the Lord. He wrestled with the angel of the Lord. You can fight with me about this if you want, but that was always a shadow of Jesus. When it says the angel, capital A, angel of the Lord, usually a shadow of Jesus. Here's Jacob. He wrestled with him until the break of day. That's a long wrestling match, ain't it? He wouldn't let go of him. He wouldn't let go. He said, I ain't letting you go until you bless me. He wrestled all night in the dark with this angel of the Lord and said, I ain't letting go until you bless me. Did he get blessed? Got a hip knocked out of socket, too. He got blessed, didn't he? Y'all know the story about that. Jacob became Isaac that, or Israel that day, right? How many know that name Israel still stands? Huh? For we come from. We're grafted into the children of Israel. Aren't we? Sure. Christian, Jews, same thing. According to my book, says we got grafted in. We're part of them. Their lineage, my lineage. How's that? Really? Sure. Read this thing. It's good. I love it. Those who bless Israel shall be blessed. Better keep on blessing them. Kind of scares me that our government's trying to turn us back on Israel right now. That puts me in a little jeopardy as a nation. Those who curse Israel shall be. Yeah. Kind of spooky, ain't it? Come on with me again over here to 2 Kings, will you? 2 Kings. We're going to stay old school for a little while, all right? 2 Kings. 2 Kings, chapter 1. Yes, sir. 2 Kings 1. How many of y'all ever heard of Elijah? Elijah. Great prophet, great man of God. Did a lot of miracles, didn't he? Right? Come on. Let me show you something about hanging on and not letting go. Hanging on and not letting go. Let's start out in verse 8. Or 7. Then he said to them, "What kind of man was it who came up to meet you and told you these words?" So they answered him. They said, "A hairy man wearing a leather belt around his waist." And he said, "It's Elijah the Tishbite." They knew exactly who it was. Then the king sent to him a captain of 50 with 50 of his men. So he went up to him, and there he was, sitting on top of a hill, and he spoke to him. He said, "Man of God, the king has said, come on down." So Elijah answered and said to the captain of the 50, "If I am a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men." Guess what happened? Fire come down from heaven, consumed him and his 50. Then he said to him another captain, sent to him another captain of 50, his 50 men. And he answered and said, "A man of God, the king has said, come on down quickly." So Elijah answered and said to them, "If I'm a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men." And the fire of God came down from heaven, consumed him and his 50. Again, what's his count so far? About 100? 102. Down to the barbecue. Come on, verse 13. Again, he said, "Brother." Again, he sent a third captain of 50 and his 50 men. And the third captain of 50 men went up and came and fell on his knees before Elijah and pleaded with him, said to him, "Man of God, please let my life and the life of these 50 servants of yours be precious in your sight. Look, fire's come down from heaven and burn up the first two captains of 50s with their 50s, but let my life now be precious in your sight." And the angel of the Lord said to Elijah, "Go down with him, don't be afraid of him." So he arose and went down with him to the king, and then said to him, "Thus says the Lord, because you have sent messengers to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, is it because there is no god in Israel to inquire his word? Therefore you shall not come down from the bed to which you have gone up, but you shall surely die." And Ahaz died according to the word of the Lord, which Isaiah had spoken, because he had no son. Jeroham became the king in his place, second year of Jeroham, the son of Jerusalem, king of Judah. Oh, man, that's tough on me. Now, the rest of the acts of Ahaziah, which he did, are they not written down in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? Nah, here we go. Look at here at chapter 2, verse 1. I just wanted to show you the man of God ain't playing. He called it down, "Here it come," right? You seeing that? Can I tell you guys something? You guys are men and women of God. When you call something down, it's coming. You know, I run around all the time when I'm feeling a little peckered, tuckered out. And I catch myself and I go, "Man, I feel younger every day. Man, I feel younger every day. I'm younger every day. I'm not getting a bit older. Got 3 new pimples today. Hallelujah." 50 years old getting pimples. Praise God. You laugh if you want to. I like that. Make me feel like a kid again. Amen. Come on. And it came to pass, chapter 2, verse 1. When the Lord was about to take Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Then Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I ain't going to leave you." So they went down to Bethel. Now the sons of the prophets who were at Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, "Do you want what the Lord will take away for your master from over you today?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Shut up," or "keep silent." And then Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Jericho." But he said, who said it? Elisha, "As the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. He ain't leaving, right? He's following this guy everywhere, right? What's up with that? This young fella's following the old prophet around everywhere he went, huh? Wonder why? Let's find out. Now the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho came to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that the Lord will take away from your master, or take away your master from over you today?" So he answered and said, "Shut up. I know." Then he said, "Stay here, please." Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me onto the Jordan. As the Lord lives, as your soul lives, I will not leave you. I ain't leaving." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood facing him at a distance, while two of them stood by the Jordan. Now Elijah took his mantle. What's a mantle? Like a scarf or something, right? Big long thing. Took his mantle, rolled it up, struck the water, and it was divided this way and that, so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground. He smacked the water with his coat, and the water stayed on either side of the smack, dried up down the middle, so you get no muddy feet and didn't have to wade through the river. Wow. And so it was that when they had crossed over, that Elijah said to Elisha, now that's the third time, right? Third time. He said, "Go away or stay here." He said, "I ain't leaving." So this is the third time. He just saw a miracle. He just walked in the middle of a miracle, right? He said, "Ask what I may do for you before I am taken away from you." And Elisha said, "Please, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me." Verse 10, so he said, "You've asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so." Then it happened, as they continued on and talked, that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Elisha saw it and cried out, "My father, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen." So he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and tore them into two pieces. He also took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him, went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him, struck the water and said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And when he also had struck the water, it was divided this way and that, and Elisha crossed over. Now when the sons of the prophet who were there from Jericho saw him, they said, "The spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha." And they came to meet him, and they bowed to the ground before him. Can I tell you guys something? He wouldn't back off. He wouldn't back off. He saw something in the man of God that he wanted. The prophets all knew that it was Elijah's day to be carried off into heaven with God. Elisha knew it too. He told him, "Shut up. I'm hanging here. I'm going with him. I'm not letting go." What did Elijah say? "Man, if you're here when I go, it'll be for you if you've asked. If you ain't here, it ain't happening. If you don't see it, you're going to miss it." You guys see anything in this? Guy wrestled with the angel of the Lord. God blessed. God would not leave the prophet alone. God blessed. Double portion. Able to take that coat, smack the water, make the water part, huh? Went on to do a whole bunch of other cool stuff. It's that dog on a bone attitude that God's looking for. If you've ever seen a dog chewing on a bone, he's all engrossed in it. He won't let it go. You go over to take that bone, you better count your fingers. he's liable to get one of yours. Anybody smart? I got a bunch of them. I think the word I'm looking for is tenacious. Is that a good word? Can anybody tell me what tenacious means? Like dog on bone? I got one. But it's that dog on a bone attitude, that tenacious attitude that the Lord's looking for. You know, Jesus said, you know, it's great to get born again. How many know that's where it starts, right? You ask Jesus in to come in and be Lord of your life, and that's great, man. But you know what? I've seen many people come here, get saved, walk out that door, and I never see them again. They never go to another church again. And yes, they are saved. But they don't know nothing. They're still wandering around out there, and immediately Satan comes to attack them. Immediately. You see them a month later, go, what happened to you? Oh, it's been rough. Yeah, man, this ain't a magic wand thing. Jesus said something pretty cool. He said, follow me. He said, follow me. You know what he told us believers? He said, go and make disciples out of everybody you run into. He didn't say, go run out there and get them saved. He said, go and make disciples out of them. I get excited when I stand up here on a Thursday and I see repeat people coming. I know I almost said it. Heidi laughed. Repeat offenders. The people that come regular are getting it. And it's amazing. They ain't missing. And you might ask them questions and they look at you and go, I don't know. But they do know in here. They're learning this in here. They may not know a scripture verse, but, you know, you're learning something. And if you'll continue with that, I ain't letting go. I don't care if it costs me a hip. All right? I ain't letting go. Even if the master gets taken up into the clouds, I want to see that. I ain't leaving as your soul lives. I ain't leaving. I want this. Sometimes it's easy shutting off that TV and grabbing the Word. Amen, huh? Yeah. Sure. Sometimes it's just that easy as saying no to this and yes to this. It's just that easy. But if you want something, you'll get it. Elisha wanted what Elijah had. He wanted a double portion of that anointing. I have people come up here once in a while going, I want what you have. And I pray for them and I impart what I believe that I have into them. But if you ain't digging, if you ain't rooting around, if you ain't that dog on the bone, you ain't going to get it. I can't wave a magic wand. Boy, I wish I could. Can I tell you something? God ain't going to do it either. He's given every man and woman that's in Him the measure of faith. Actually, I'm sorry. Let me back that up. Let me re-clarify that. He's given everyone the measure of faith. Everyone. If you were born on this planet, you have a measure of faith. When you hear the Word of God, it activates that faith. Something starts humming. When you act on that measure of faith and say, Lord, come into my heart, be the Lord of my life, boo! Now your spirit gets born again unto God, right? Direct connect, good to go. His righteousness is now your righteousness. Now what? Follow me. Follow me. Did he say argue with me? How many of y'all argue with God? Be honest. Yeah, it's fun, huh? Did you win? Me neither. You argue with God and won? Yeah. Yeah. And chuckled about it, you know. Like beating a little kid at arm wrestling, you know, it's pretty easy. But, you know, you play with him a little bit. Oh, okay, I won. He laughs about it. Because he's going to win. He loves you. He's still going to win. But can I tell you, it's a whole lot easier to go ahead and agree with him and say, you know what, I want what you got. I ain't leaving until I get it. I'm getting blessed and that's all there is to it. I ain't letting go. I don't care how many captains of 50s come at me. And the Lord got a little something, something for that. I don't care what anybody else says. I'm going after this. Me personally, I'm going after this. I don't care. If y'all leave right now, I'm still going to run into there. This is all I got. It's all you should have. Right there. Right there. Brother Job, remember him? Had a relationship with the Lord. Satan come up and tried to test that relationship. Started taking away a few things out of Job's life. Property, wealth, kids, health. Job's stubborn old booger, wasn't he? Wife's like, why don't you just go ahead and curse God and die, you sorry old thing? He wasn't hearing it. You know what he got? Double for his trouble. Double for his trouble. Kids back, all stuff back, man, it was all back, all good. Health back. Looked at his wife, yeah, you want me to die, huh? How you like me now? How you like me now? You're going to go through some stuff, but if you go through it the way these guys did, and hold on, and hang on, and I don't care what my friends say about me on Facebook or Twitter. I don't care. I don't care what you say about me. It doesn't bother me at all. I care about what he's saying about me. That's where it starts to matter. That's where it starts to matter. If what he's saying about me is what I need to be hearing, not what everybody else says about me. I love some pretty peculiar people around here. And I don't care what the rest of the people say about that. I know what he says about it. He said, go ahead and love them. Love them. Talked to a fellow today. He said, I said, what line of work are you in? He said, I'm a mental health caseworker. I thought, well, we have a lot in common. How big is your case, Lydia? She said, currently 28. I said, I got you beat by 4 times. What's your hours? He said, oh, pretty much 9 to 5. I thought, I got you beat by 4 times. My phone rings all night long. But I got a good bunch of crazies here. We're non-medicated, amen? We're crazy about the Lord. Oh, you're crazy. Ask your neighbors, they'll tell you. Yeah, people at work, they're one of them crazy Christians, yeah. Probably one of them born again. I had somebody come up and tell me, well, I'm a Christian, but I don't know about that born again stuff. That'd be column 2B/3. I can categorize them anymore, man. I've been in this thing for a minute. It's strange. Somebody told me today that 60% of Americans claim to be Christian. Okay. Of those 60% that claim to be Christian, if you ask them a simple ethics test about little issues like pro-life, little issues about right, wrong, and then there's our way, you'd be sorely amazed at how anti-Christian they really are. You know? Really. They're for things that God ain't. And against things that God's for. So I gotta wonder, how much Christian do you got? If what you're saying is Christian ain't coming out of this book, I'm sorry, we disagree. Remember I told you all about the Muslims that come up to me when I was in prison? They said, oh, Brother Bill, you know, we worship the same God. Allah means God. I said, did Allah have a son named Jesus? They said, no. I said, see, different gods. That's true. Different gods. If you're professing to be a Christian and your Christianity ain't coming out of the Bible, whoa. We got a problem. We have a problem. It has to line up with that. If it don't, what? I had one come up the other night and said, well, I believe in the Bible, but I don't believe in hell. So I'm thinking, you will? You will? Yeah. As a matter of fact, it was a morning service a while back, and she'd been drinking. And coming up and telling me what I should have been preaching. I'm flabbergasted. Prayer line. I'm like, well, okay. Let's see. You're drunk. I've been delivered from that for years, over 10 years now. God had me to start this church. I don't know where yours is at. And you're going to tell me what I should be preaching on while you're standing there like this. What do you say to that? I said, I love you. Keep coming back, bless God. I don't have time to argue with that. Amen. What are you holding on to? Come on, man. What are you holding on to? If you're professing to be a Christian and hanging on to a chemical crutch, what are you really believing? Let her go, bless God. He'll back you up. He'll catch you. If you're holding on to confessing to be a Christian but still holding on to idolatry and witchcraft, I'm going to tell you it won't work. You've got to let her go. You've got to let her go. Let's get in this thing to win it. Be like a dog on a bone. I'm not interested in what your Aquarius sign is or your, what they call it, astrology sign. I'm not interested in that. You know what my sign is? It's right there. I got a big one crossed. Huh? You want to see another one? How about one fish? Huh? That's my sign. Doesn't matter what month you were born or what stars were aligned. It matters what God said when you were born. He knew you before you were born. Get out of that stuff. Get out of that stuff. You know, let your whole week be run by your fortune cookie. Come on, man, that cookie don't even taste good. I threw one out to a squirrel and beaver, looked at me, gave me a dirty look. Come on, man, I ain't eating that. Old nasty fortune cookie, man. Don't do it. Get out of it. It's dumb. It's stupid. I seen the thing for tarot card reading and all. If I pitched a tent out here and sat out here in a diaper and put makeup all over my body and told everybody I could cure cancer, I'd have a line out there in no time. Come see the witch doctor that professes to heal cancer. But here's 90% of the churches in America ain't preaching healing. The only ones that will ever dare preach anything on prosperity is the rich church. Bless God, I'm here to tell you the good news. Jesus spoke the good news to the brokenhearted. He spoke good news to the poor, to the brokenhearted, to the sick, to the needy. What do you suppose that good news would be? That you could get out of your situation. If you'll hold on to what I'm saying. If you'll hold on to the angel of the Lord, even if it costs you a hip. If you'll hold on to what the prophet's saying, bless God, you'll get a double portion of the anointing. Does that make any sense? Who you hang with is who you become. Who you hang with is who you become. I used to hang around with a lot of dead guys. They became dead. I'm still alive. And I got two new pimples. They're dying and I'm getting zits. Hallelujah. I'm getting younger. I feel good. I'm doing better. I ain't going back to jail. They are. They're dying, dropping like flies. I don't even get sick anymore. How many know I had a heart attack last year? How long was I in the hospital? Half a day. They threw me out. You know why they threw me out? They said, you're way too happy to be here. Put me in that big machine. I thought, good God, I finally get... How long does this take? They said, hold still. I said, how long does this take? They said, about an hour. I said, wake me up when I'm done. Got on that stress test thing. I said, Lord, I don't need this. I got stuff to do. I ain't putting up with this heart attack stuff. So I got on the stress test. I said, well, I'll just show them. I'll just tear this thing up like no tomorrow, right? Got on that thing. And, you know, they got you in a hospital gown. Kind of exposed back there, you know. I had on nice shoes. They didn't give me any slippers. They don't have them that big. I had nice shoes and a gown on. You kind of look funny. Black nice shoes with a hospital gown. White socks, you know. You got to. Hope nobody's filming this. I got on that stress machine and I said, Lord, I'm believing to be healed. And I know that as I exercise my faith and on this machine, I'll have it. I know that. I got on that stupid machine and they're still plugging stuff on. And I started to move that thing and it wouldn't budge. And the thought came to me, man, you're pretty sick. How come you can't? I'm pushing and I'm trying to get this thing to go and it wouldn't go. And I'm like, oh no. And they all had their backs to me and they turned around and they said, what are you doing? I said, I can't get this thing to go. I must really, I'm a little nervous. He said, well, you have to turn it on. I said, oh. Well, turn it on then. Let's get this thing rolling. Boy, they turned it on. And I started, man, I just, And right then it popped. And I just knew I was better. And all the little things went crazy. And then they all lined up. And they said, why? You're doing pretty good. I'm like, turn it up. Turn it up. All I can see me is running out that door on this thing. Hey, get me out of here. There's sick folk in here. I don't need to be here. Everybody in here is miserable. I'm too happy to be here. Get me out of here. I was gone that day. Now I know what it feels like to have a heart attack. I didn't like it. You know what I decided? Enough of that. I ain't never doing that again, amen. I ain't had one since. Ain't planning on it. Ain't having one. Just decided that. Can you decide never to be sick again? Anybody like being sick? Make a decision tonight never to be sick again. Decide that. And not just in Pat, not like this. Any one time? What's that? That's the decision I'm talking about right there. That's your decision. You're going to hang on to that thing. You hear me? You're going to hang on to that thing. If somebody tries to take you away from your decision, what are you going to do? You're going to be like a dog on the bone and go, "Rrr." My dog's got the prettiest smiles. When I try and take that bone, boy, they just take them lips and flip them up over their noses and show me all them pretty teeth. Rrr. I said, hey, honey, watch this. Rrr. You see all them teeth? Watch, he'll do it again. Rrr. Dang, look like you're going to bite me. They show all them teeth. It all wrinkled up and rrr. Pretty cool. You don't want to do that too much, so it'll get you. Never got me. But you got to have that dog on the bone attitude, man. This thing's for me and I ain't letting go of it. This thing's for me and I ain't letting go of it. If I let go of it, I might miss out on my blessing. More people have missed out on a blessing and they think God withheld from them and they missed it by this much. By this much. Did you ever go to barter for something? Do you ever buy a car or something? You go to barter with them and you're thinking, man, if I can get it for this, I'm good. And you go, well, you're asking 19, I'm thinking 15. The guy goes, okay. You're going, it was a great deal, but you're thinking, man, he went for 15 awful quick. Bet I could have got it for 12. Now you're happy to pay the 15, but you're thinking in the back of your head, if I'd held out a little bit longer, bless God, I could have got it for less, right? And that'll eat you up for how long? This happened to me in 1976. This is what, 2011. I'm still ate up over it. But I missed it by that much. We quit too quick. We quit too quick. We got to hang on to this thing, all right? You hear me? I don't care if it costs me a hip. I'm getting blessed. My name's not only in the Bible. Israel became not only in the Bible, a whole bunch more. But he's still the nation of it today. Right? That's a pretty good blessing if your name's still carrying on. Everybody knows it. Right? Pretty cool, ain't it? Don't let go. I'm not letting go. Are you hearing me? I refuse to let go. I refuse. I'm in Christ. I put on Christ. I ain't letting go. Don't let nobody talk you out of this. This is yours. But you got to hang on. You got to wrestle all night if you have to, but it's yours. You might have to go to Jericho and all these other places, but if you keep going, it's yours. You'll get it if you keep pushing. You'll get it if you keep pushing. Are you hearing me? Talking about it's great. being about it's better. So find the promises of God that pertain to your situation and your lives. Dig them out. Write them down. Research them. Get in there and wrestle with it all night. Come morning, you'll know that's yours. And ain't nobody taking it from you, amen? I ain't letting nobody take it from me. How long have I been promising you guys air conditioning? From the very first hot summer. It's out there. It'll be running this summer. How long did I promise you a projector? It'll be running Sunday. It's here. Are you hearing me? I don't let go. Don't you let go either. Follow me as I follow Jesus. Amen. Amen. Know what Paul said? Follow me as I follow Christ. Huh? Can you learn from my faith? Sure. But it's my faith. You've got to develop your own. Are you hearing me? You have to develop your own faith. I'm here to help you and instruct you in how to do that. Through the Word of God, nothing else. Through the Word of God, nothing else. But you got to develop your own faith and hang on. Hang on. A whole bunch of little girls there. I'll tell you what, you guys, I know you guys hang on to stuff. I'll bet you do. Any of you share a hairbrush? Nope.
Let go of my brush.
Huh? Am I right? Am I close? Huh? Are you hanging on? You drag two sisters down the hallway. Let go of my brush. Get your own, huh? I know, I had a little brother too. Huh? Yeah, yeah. Wonderful, ain't it? Don't let go. This is yours. You hang on to it. You don't let nobody try and take it from you. When he offers you a promise, you latch on with both hands. You pull it in like Brother Rich did, like Pastor Rich did. He jerked it right out of my hand, right? Huh? Won't want no chance for any of this. I'm taking this. Mine. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence. Kingdom of God suffers violence. The violent take it by force, right? What's that mean? Go beat somebody up and take their Bible? No, it means beat up your Bible by you being in it. And then whatever comes your way, you'll be able to effectively stop, move around, get out of your way. Amen? Because you'll know. Right? Let's be one of them oddball Christians that actually know what this says and apply it to our lives and rise above. This is not a place for mediocrity. Amen? Not a place for mediocrity. You want to grow... Mediocrity means, I'll be all right. This much and no more. Did you know that? I had to look it up. Don't feel bad. You looked a little puzzled when I said mediocrity. That means like the so-so status quo, just enough to get by. That won't work here. That won't work here. All right? No. You're either in it to win it or you won't like it here much. Is it hard? Yeah. To pay off? Yeah. Huh? You know that? Might walk with a limp. Bless God, you got blessed. Your name's now Israel. You know what Jacob means? Schemer, con man, tricker. That's what Jacob meant. God changed his name that day. Wouldn't let go of him. He said, you know what? I can't call you schemer or con man no more. I said, I'm going to call you Israel. Wow. Changed his name over one night fight. WWF. Smackdown. Next time you guys see wrestling, you'll remember that, huh? I don't know what it is anymore. When I was a kid, it was that crazy guy with a hairy back. He used to chew up a turnbuckle. George Steele. Bruno San Martino. I'm Bruno San Martino, and I like this kind of sausage. Well, Bruno got his head busted a bunch, you know? George's buddy, the guy who wore the hood. Yeah, I can't remember what his stage name. He was a professional wrestler, too. Yeah. Find it, hang on to it, don't let it go. Find it, hang on to it, don't let it go. Don't let anybody try and talk you out of it. Don't let anybody get too near. Like a dog on a bone. I get too close to the dog on a bone, they growl at me, right? Nope, this is my promise. Go find your own. My promise. You go find your own. I love you, but this is mine. I'm sticking to it. No, I'm not sharing it. This is my promise, right? My confession, this is what I'm getting. I said air conditioner. We're getting two of them. I got one now. I'm believing for another one. Well, I love you. I'm going to give you two. Believe for the projector. We didn't just get some little old Bob's beat up used projector. We got a brand new one. Big money. Got a cool screen. Watch this. You're going to love this. I do. This is so neat. Pilot Bombardier, Pilot Bombardier. Wow. Ooh. Ah. Wait, it goes backwards, too. Up. Watch the little door go up. This is the best part. We had a heck of a time holding the ladder while you tried to get that up there. You don't believe we did that on a ladder, do you? No, the real applause goes to everybody here that helped put that thing up. Amen. Because there was some praying going on when we were standing up there going, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Sonny's like, oh, I'm getting dizzy watching you. I got to go. This is what happens when people pull together and keep believing and keep believing. Bless God, here it comes. I want you guys to operate in that in your lives. What are you believing for? Write it down. Put it on a piece of paper. Write it on your offering envelope. Believe for that. Put a little sacrifice in with what you're believing for. You can't buy God. You can't buy a promise. But you know what? There's seed time and harvest. Amen. There's seed time and harvest. Amen. What you're believing for, write it down on a piece of paper. Keep talking about it. Keep seeing it in your head. Speak it up. Get it bigger. Whatever. Just keep talking about it. And pretty soon you'll have it. Word wish, I never want to hear come out of your mouth. Might, I don't want to hear that. Unless it's power and might. Well, that might happen. Well, come on, man. Call your own shots, bless God. You can get her. You can get her. Stay on it like a dog on a bone. No, we're getting that. We're going across the street. Did I tell you that? I'm buying that. We're going to buy that. We're going to get it cheap. What are you going to say? How did you guys get that? God. We believed it. We kept speaking it. Now we got it. Now we're operating in it. Now we're helping how many thousands of people? Are you hearing me? We're doing big kid stuff. We're growing. This place is getting bigger. How many we got here tonight? Anybody know? Well, how many? 46. The reason Wanda knows that is she's been in catering business for a long time. It's automatic with her. She just goes like this. I go, what are you looking at? She goes, we have 87 people here. Wait, and there's two more behind the door, brings us to a grand total. How can you count that fast? I'm used to having to prepare how many plates to get out there for everybody, so I can scan a crowd and tell you how many people were there. I'm like, man, pretty impressive. I got people. You do too. Start calling them into your life. Well, I got good people come around and give me good guidance, wisdom, sound direction. I got good people trying to bless me today. Call them into your life. That's what I've been trying to tell you. And hang on to what you're calling. It'll come, right? When I was a little kid, my mother used to say, Billy, dinner. If I wasn't there, she'd stand out in the backyard and say, Billy, dinner. So I actually heard her drop the mud pie or whatever else I was getting into and come running for dinner. She'd stand there and holler till she seen me, right? You parents ain't going to stand there and holler for your kid a couple times, don't see him, call it a night, go home, go to bed. You stand there until that kid shows up, right? Well, do the same thing with the promises of God. Stand there and holler until it shows up. Wrestle it down. Hold on to it. Don't leave it. If it goes that way, you follow it. Are you hearing me? Come on now. Come on, man. That ain't right.